Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Doing the Devil's Tango. It's a dating advice, dating story podcast, because I talk a lot about rom-coms and teen rom-com stuff in my YouTube channel with all my videos. And you know, I have a lot of opinions, a lot of experience, a lot of things like that, just with dating and stuff in general. I always love talking about it. I love hearing about it. I love rom-coms. So I figured I'd start my own podcast, so I hope you enjoy it. If you want to send in your own questions or advice or whatever, send it to devilstangopodcast@gmail.com. Okay, that's devilstangopodcast@gmail.com. Link is down below. Email address is down below. So that's there if you want it. Now, as I do on this show, I take emails from you all and give you some advice, give you my thoughts, my opinions. Again, this is just my opinion. I'm not an expert on anything, but this is just how I think. As someone who's 32 and who's been around the block a few times, sort of, I guess, you know, this is just how I think. You don't have to agree with me, but just, you know, we're just here to have a good time. So diving right in, this email is from someone. Here is her question. My boyfriend, 26, and I, 26, she is a woman, have been together for 2.5 years, which in the grand scheme of things is not a long time. Okay, sure. All right, fine. However, we first began dating a few months after moving into an apartment with a mutual friend of ours. Well, that's got to be awkward. You kidding me? So it's all three of you, and you move in with your friend, and then you two start dating? Dude, that sucks to be that friend. From the moment we began dating, we needed to take the relationship rather seriously because we were technically already living together from the start. That's true. You're already, like, way ahead of the curve on that one. Like, you're already living together, so, like, yeah, you can't just be casual about it. You gotta be pretty serious about it. That's true. Long story short, he has to move for Colorado for his job, and the relationship turns long distant. This is a pretty long email. I'm just going to summarize a little bit here. He keeps trying to get her to move out to Colorado with him so they can be together. Now, for her to do that, she would need to leave friends, support network, and her job and all that stuff. But after being without him for a certain number of months or whatever, she decides that she really wants to be with him. She wants him as a life partner. She doesn't want to end the relationship. It's too good, which I totally understand. I totally get that. So they keep talking about things and how they're going to do it. So eventually she decides to pack up and go to Colorado, and then that's when COVID-19 happens. She loses her job. She's in a bad situation. They have to move in with roommates. She doesn't want to live with roommates for obvious reasons, because I'll tell you right now, if you can avoid living with roommates, do it. I think, you know, I've never actually lived with roommates. When I first moved to Japan, I moved into like a, I guess you'd call it a youth hostel type thing, where it's like, you know, I stayed in like a dormitory type room, and like each room had like, it was just like bunk beds, floor to ceiling, all around the room. So it was this tiny, tiny room that could fit like 8 guys in it. And let me tell you right now, it was worse than you were imagining. 8 guys in one room together, it was worse than you're imagining, okay? It was a horrible experience. Since then, I've never had a roommate. Thank goodness. Blech. No thank you. Like, people who move out to LA, move out to San Francisco, move to New York City, whatever, and they're like, you know, they're like living with like 3 other people inside some like 2-bedroom apartment. I'm just like, how do you do that, man? I would go insane. Anyway, this time together has been good for our relationship since we were apart for 6 months. It's also given us the opportunity to talk about our future plans. When we discussed the idea of marriage, family, and building a life together prior to my move, we were on the same page and my boyfriend did not have any issues at all. As our conversations became more in-depth and no engagement appeared to be on the horizon, I started to get more and more uncomfortable with my current situation. A couple of months turned into a couple of years as he expressed his new timeline that he didn't want to get engaged until after he graduates from undergrad and gets a job, etc., etc. However, at that point, I'll be 30 years old and we would have been dating for 6 years. Not sure how that's relevant, but okay. I mean, I know you feel like you're getting older and all that, but like, I don't know, would you have kids before he gets a job anyway? Seems like not the smartest move, considering you don't have a job either at this point because you got furloughed because of COVID. So even if you got married right now, I'm pretty sure that you would wait to have kids anyway. So again, not really sure what your issue is with that, but I don't have all the particulars. That's fine. I may sound eager, but I feel that I may have moved out to Colorado under false pretenses. We recently had a very serious conversation where I expressed how I really want to stick to the original timeline and would be engaged before the end of this year, if not only because I do love this person, but I've also given up so much to be with him, and increasingly we are having our lives more and more tied up financially. I do not want to invest this time or money into something that isn't firm. Like you, I am very much an all or nothing person. I'm considering moving back home, and since I cannot see myself continuing to invest this relationship for another 3 to 4 years, waiting around for him to be ready to commit when we had already agreed on a timeline. Interesting. So, I mean, it already sounds like you're kind of starting to resent him a little bit, just to be honest here, okay? Because you said right here that you have given up so much for him. You moved out to Colorado to be with him. You gave up a job, sort of. Well, I guess COVID did that, but you know what I'm saying. You gave up on friends. You gave up on whatever just to be with this guy to move across the country, I assume. Not sure where you are to begin with, but you moved far away to be with him, right? So, I don't know. It sounds like... So he told you that he was totally cool with getting married and stuff. And then you're like, okay, so I'm going to move out to Colorado to be with you because we're going to get married. So I guess I'm a little curious here. Did you move out to be with him so you could get married? Or did you move out to actually be with him as a person? Because it sounds like you and him have a great relationship and everything's great. Everything's fine. You love each other. He's the guy you want to be with. Everything's great. But Your one concern is you don't have a ring on your finger. And that's it, I guess? Like, it seems like you're really caught up on the whole getting engaged, getting married thing. Because I guess in your mind, based on what you've written, it sounds like, you know, getting married is this commitment. It's going to make your relationship firm and stable and steady or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But I mean, if your relationship is really good already, why is that a concern of yours, I guess? I'm going to read further on here. She says, is it reasonable for me to want the stability of a marriage? Oh, honey, let me back you up right there. Okay, I'm sorry. This is just very personal to me, okay? I'll tell you right now, whatever kind of insecurity, instability, whatever you're feeling in any relationship, marriage will not solve any of that, okay? If your relationship is good and you both want to get married together, you both want to get married, is the key term here, then great, go ahead, do so. But if you feel like you need to get married because without marriage, your relationship is not stable and is not committed and is not whatever, then you got way bigger issues. Okay, you have bigger things to worry about than whether you do or do not have a ring on your finger, okay? Because getting married does not stop people from cheating. It doesn't stop people from lying. It doesn't stop people from falling out of love. It doesn't stop any of that. If you have some kind of insecurity, feeling, oh, things aren't quite the way, I don't know about this and that, getting married is not going to solve that. If anything, it'll exacerbate the issues because, like, you know, if there's already some kind of instability in your relationship and then you get married to try and solve, like magically getting married is going to solve all the issues, right? And then the instability is still there, then it's going to seem like such a, like a much bigger deal to you because like, oh, but we're married, you know? If the relationship isn't good already, then marriage is not going to fix it for you, okay? Having kids is not going to fix it for you. Like, I don't know. If you actually love him as much as you say you do, and if he actually cares about you and loves you as much as you think he does, like if that's solid, then I guess I don't see why you need that kind of commitment. Any relationship is kind of like gambling, I would say. You know, the thing about gambling, right? I don't gamble. I have no interest in it. But the thing about gambling, they say like never bet more than you're willing to lose, right? Whatever you bet when you're gambling, you go to Vegas, go to a casino, whatever it is, whatever you bet, you need to be able to comfortably lose all of that money because chances are it's going to happen, right? Now, relationships are kind of similar in that way where it's like to be with someone, to be with anyone, there has to be compromises made, right? Like if you just want to live your life however you want, then you shouldn't date anyone because then you're free to do whatever you want. But when you date someone, then it's like, okay, well, you're giving up some of your freedom. And hopefully what you're getting in return is more worthwhile for you, right? You're getting love, you're getting affection, you're getting a partner, you're getting emotional stability, you're getting someone to open jars of pickles, I don't know, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But like that, you know, when you enter a relationship, you have to give certain things up, right? Like you can't go out with your friends every night. You can't just laze around in your underwear all day playing video games, whatever it is. Like usually, right? I mean, ideally, you know, you would kind of, both of you would meet each other halfway and you would compromise on things, whatever. And so when you do that, when you compromise on things, just like with gambling, you should never give up more than you're willing to lose, right? Now, it sounds like you gave up friends, job, social network, family stuff, whatever. You gave all that up to be with this guy. and that was your choice, right? And so now you're concerned that, like, well, if you gave all that stuff up and then you're not married to this guy, then, you know, you could always break up eventually. But here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but marriages can break up too. Okay. Like, this is it's a little more complicated, not going to lie. But I mean, it still happens all the time. Or, I mean, you know, like I said, if you're married, that's not going to stop your partner from cheating on you or lying about stuff or hiding something or whatever. Like, it's not going to stop any of that. Like, being, it's not like he's about to like cheat on you with a coworker and he's like, oh, I forgot I was married. Ah, shucks. Sorry. Never mind. You know, like, if he's going to do it when you're not married, he's going to do it when you are married. That's just how it is. Okay. But here's the thing. If you feel like you've given up so much for him, then that's the issue you need to figure out, is how you feel about your own sacrifice, okay? Like, have you really given up more than you're willing to lose? Like, do you think you could make new friends? Do you think you could get a new job, whatever, whatever? And, like, if you think you can and you could be comfortable doing that, then that's great. But, like, it sounds like you're starting to resent him for what you chose to do for him. Like, it, you know, if he like made you do something, right? If he said like, okay, you have to give up your family, you have to quit your job if you're going to be with me, then that's a whole different scenario. Okay. Then you're dating the wrong guy. But if you're willing to give up these things to be with him, and then now you're stuck here with your own consequences of your own actions, then, like, I don't know. It's not his fault for not asking you to get married. It's, you know, you're, it seems like you're upset with your own decisions and you want to justify them by getting married. But again, if the instability and the insecurity is already there, marriage is not going to fix it. Not at all. Okay, next email. This is from Edith from Bangladesh. I am a 19-year-old female and my boyfriend is 23. We're in a long-distance relationship for 5 years. Everyone's in long-distance relationships. Everybody, I don't know. I mean, like, I get it, but, like, come on. I'm, like, so invested in everyone's situations here. We try to meet with each other every month. He says he loves me, but he never properly communicates with me. He just wants to talk about some stupid stuff after his work for some enjoyment, I guess. And when I want to talk about how I don't feel connected with him, he just ignores all the heavy conversation. Okay, sounds like a guy, you know what I'm saying, ladies? High five, you know what I'm saying? I'm an introvert and a shy person. I don't have very many friends. I feel very anxious and uncomfortable around people I don't know. So he's kind of like my best friend. But I don't think he feels the same way because he refuses all my thoughts about him. I think his job and his family issues are his first priority. I don't feel special around him. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But I'm afraid to move on because then I'll be all alone. And I don't know what to do if that ever happened. Okay, all right, I get what you're saying. So you're with this guy, you're dating him, you kind of like him. It really doesn't seem like he likes you at all. But you stick with him because without him, you'll be all alone. And somehow, that's worse than being miserable. Okay, I am very introverted. Now, a lot of people think that introversion means you're socially awkward. I don't think that's true at all. I can talk a good talk. I can speak words good. But, like, this is a big fear that a lot of people, especially women for some reason, have. It's like the fear of being alone. Like, oh, if I'm single, then no one loves me. Oh, if I don't have many friends, that means I'm a loser. I see it in a very different way. If you are, like, as you said, you don't really have any friends. So if you break up with this guy, you're not going to have anyone to talk to, anything, whatever. But here's how I see it, okay? And I've been in this situation before. I moved to Japan. I threw away all my friends, all the family, everyone who knew me. I went to Japan when I was 18 years old, lived there by myself, okay? Now, I made friends later on. But for the first while, right, didn't really know anyone, didn't really know what I was doing. But here's the thing. When you're in that kind of situation, okay, when you are, like, alone, quote unquote, you have complete freedom, okay? Like, having friends and having boyfriends and stuff and girlfriends and whatever, you know, like, you have to do what they want. You have to, like, compromise on things. You have to try and, like, meet halfway, whatever, which is a very good thing to do, you know, if that's what you want to do. But I'm saying, in your situation, okay, you're completely alone. What am I going to do with myself? You can do whatever you want. If you're completely alone, you have complete freedom. Take a trip by yourself. Not nowadays. I'm speaking optimistically here. At some point in time, take a trip by yourself. Watch the movies you want to watch. Play the video games you want to play. Play online games and meet other friends that way. Go on, like, Reddit subreddits, you know, about certain topics you like. Make some friends there. You can do whatever you want. Complete freedom. Nothing is holding you down. No dead weight. No emotionally unavailable boyfriends. No fair weather friends. Nothing. It's just, you just get to do whatever you want. So I would say that what you should do is maybe change your perspective, change your attitude a little bit about what being quote unquote alone really means. Because that really helped me a lot. Like when I was in Japan, didn't really have any friends, didn't really know anyone at first because I was just kind of teaching and doing whatever. And like when I was teaching English back in the day, it's like I would hang out with coworkers sometimes, but like they were all just like, now this is Rich coming from me, but they were all just like total losers. I mean, like anyone who lives in Japan long-term would tell you that English teachers are just kind of, I don't know, not the highest standard of people, shall we say. But I would hang out with them sometimes, or even after I got a job, I would hang out with some people sometimes. But it's like, I don't know, when you're alone and you're single and whatever, you can do anything you want whenever you want. Like, it's just total freedom. Like, people who do a lot of trips, like, people who go on trips with their friends or their family, whatever, and, like, you end up bickering, you argue, you disagree about stuff, this and that, what to do. Like, oh, I wish they weren't here. Oh, I got to do what they would do. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom again. Oh, my goodness. But, like, taking a trip by yourself is amazing. Because you can do whatever you want. Now, I don't know, you're a 19-year-old girl, maybe taking a trip by yourself is not the smartest thing, let's be honest here, okay? But I'm just saying, like, the idea is that you just have total freedom, okay? No one's holding you down. You can do what you want, when you want. And I think that that is, can be a very good thing. You can learn about yourself, read the books you want to read, improve yourself, take up a new hobby, start doing painting, start doing crochet, whatever it is, play video games, I don't know, whatever it is. I think that being completely alone definitely has more positives than you might be able to see right now, but I don't think it's nearly as bad as you might think. Next email. I am a female, 24, and I'm in a weird situation. I moved for work a year and a half ago and made friends with this guy from my work, a 31-year-old male. We have been friends almost since I got here, and I feel attracted to him. I've confronted him about people at work constantly asking me if we're together because we spend so much time together. We work out together, play video games together, spend the weekends together. I mean, it sounds like you're dating already, to be honest. I don't know what the problem is, but all right. And if that's something he wanted to do. He completely avoided the question and said we should talk about it some other time. It's been a couple months since then. His best friend and brother are pushing us to be together, but when I ask them about this, they insist that he doesn't talk about girls and dating with them. Let's see. They're playing games together. He says some kind of inappropriate comments to her. He calls her his queen, which he is technically her boss, so she's not sure how she should feel about that. That's really weird, okay? The guy's like, this is weird. So the guy, okay, so you hang out together, you work out together, you play games together, you spend the weekends together, and then you're like, hey, so, like, do you want to, like, be a boyfriend-girlfriend thing? And he's like, no, stay away. I don't want to talk about emotional stuff. And then you're playing video games together. He's like, oh, she's my queen and whatever. This dude's weird. Okay, I'm just going to come out. This dude's weird. He's 31. 31 years old, and he can't articulate his feelings, and he can't give you a straight answer about what he does or does not want. I don't know. Seems a little weird to me. Not going to lie. Seems a bit much. The dude's 31, okay? It says here, we obviously have a great connection, but I just want to know where he and I stand. Are we strictly friends? Obviously not. Or does he want more? Should I confront him or avoid it to keep the peace since we work together? Okay, that's a good question. First of all, I'll tell you this. I would strongly recommend you do not date people that you work with, especially if you're kind of within the hierarchy of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like if you work in like a big company and you have people on different teams that you don't really interact with, but like somehow, you know, at like a company Christmas party, something like that, you ended up getting to know each other. I think that's fine. I think that can work out well. But dating your boss if they're your boss first, I guess that's the thing. If you date someone and then they become your boss, maybe that's a bit different. But like dating your boss or dating someone who's on the same team as you can be extremely awkward, very awkward, okay? If things go south, I mean, it's already awkward, right? Like you said, like the way he talks to you and about you makes you think one thing, but then like he's also your boss, so you're not sure like if it's appropriate or not, and you're not sure like should you even talk about it because you work together. I mean, on the one hand, it seems like you're getting along well. It seems like, you're basically dating at this point. You play games together. You hang out together on weekends. I mean, that's basically what me and Kelsey do most of the time anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it sounds like you're in a great relationship. However, he doesn't want to, like, actually be official. That's kind of a red flag to me. I'm not going to lie. Like, hanging out with anyone the way you do and him like talking to you, being flirty, being all like, you're my queen or whatever. And then he's like, oh, but like, don't call me your boyfriend. Okay. We're not like actually a thing, even though we do all the things that people who are a thing that they do, but we're not a thing. I don't know. That seems like way more trouble than it's worth. You know what I'm saying? Because if he's like that at 31, he's probably going to be like that forever. Okay. That's just how it is. So like, I don't know if that's worth it for you to put up with. That's all I'm saying. Because like, you're always going to wonder. And if you do end up officially dating, but then it doesn't work out and he's your boss, that's going to be super awkward. You better be prepared to get a new job if that happens, or move to a new team or something, because it's going to suck. And just in general, and like, if you date a guy who's your boss and then anytime you get a promotion or a raise, everyone's going to wonder if you earned it or if you earned it, you know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of potential pitfalls here. And the fact that he's acting the way he's acting means to me that he's not the most emotionally mature guy, can't articulate his feelings very well, isn't really sure of what he wants, and he's just kind of stringing you along, which is easy for him to do because he's your superior at work, and so maybe you feel obligated in some way to go along with what he does and says. I don't mean that as an insult to you. I'm not saying you're an idiot. I'm just saying, like, there's definitely a power dynamic there that can lead to a lot of issues down the road. That's all I'm saying. But the biggest issue is the fact that you hang out and you do all the things that you're doing and he knows that you like him, but he refuses to even talk about it. It's not even like a rejection. It's not even him saying like, oh, I don't know yet, or like, I'm just keeping it casual. It's not that. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about it later. And then 6 months go by and you're like, so what's going on? I assume you guys haven't been romantic in any way, which I understand why that would be confusing. But yeah, I would say the fact that he can't have a conversation with you about this is kind of, seems like a bit of a red flag, not gonna lie. So yeah, I think you might be better served to find someone else who actually, you know, can give you the answer that you're looking for, or give you an answer at all. That's just what I think about it. Next email. It says here that my boyfriend is 22 and I, female 22, met in school at the age of 16. We've been together ever since. For the both of us, this is our first relationship. Okay. Been together for 6 years since high school and all through college, I guess, because you're both 22. And first relationship and only relationship. Okay. All right. I have my own thoughts about that, but you know what? It seems to be working for you, so that's great. The thing I like most about us is that we are still our own person. I can do whatever I want, and so does he, but we're still connected in a very deep way. Okay. For example, I moved out of my parents' home this year and asked him if he wanted to move in with me. He denied, and I accepted because I told him that no matter what he decides, I'd be happy either way, because nevertheless, I think it would be better to make this experience alone. That's interesting. Been together for 6 years, 22, you move out, you want him to move in with you, he says no. I mean, I guess 22, you're still young enough, you want your own space, I suppose, but I mean, I don't know. Seems a little questionable to me, personally, but it's all right, you know. Not my relationship. There's no jealousy between us. If I look at the relationship of other people around me, I can't understand their problems because, like you said, most of the couples don't communicate well. Their relationships are mostly superficial and nobody really tries to build a deep connection. Everything has to be perfect from the beginning. In my opinion, it's never perfect. The only thing that bothers me, okay, here's the actual email, right? The only thing that bothers me sometimes is the fact that I'm missing out on something. I've never been with another guy, and I told my boyfriend that it annoys me, and I kind of want those experiences. Not because I'm dissatisfied with any part of my current relationship, it's more curiosity. I don't know if I'll ever get the chance or how this feeling turns out. Do you think this is a red flag? To be honest, it would be the most stupid thing to throw this beautiful connection away just for curiosity. I mean, okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're in a relationship with this guy since from 16 to 22, it's your first time. Your first relationship, I should say. Well, I would assume it's your first time as well. And so everything seems to be perfect and great, right? Everything is awesome, and you guys really get each other, and you don't feel jealousy, you don't feel pressured, you don't feel controlled, you don't feel anything. And so your main issue is like, you know, like, you've never been with another guy, you've never dated another guy, you've never, you know, anything. And so it's like, you're wondering, like, are you missing out on something? Or like, how do you know that this is a great relationship because you've never dated someone else? Like, how would you even know? I get that. I would say, on the one hand, I'm usually inclined to tell people that, like, you know, don't get real caught up on who you date when you're like a teenager or whatever, because like those relationships usually don't go anywhere, like ever, you know? But At the same time, I mean, if you do legitimately have a great relationship with this guy and like there's no, I mean, everyone's different. I'm sure you guys have disagreements. I'm sure you guys argue about things, but like there's no like overt issues of any kind. It seems like everything's pretty great. And it's like, that is very rare. You know, like, I mean, I'm 32. I've dated not a lot of people. I've dated a few people, okay? A good number of people. Nothing extraordinary, but nothing, like, pitiful either. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it wasn't until I was 32 that I finally met someone who actually, like, is actually, like, a real, stable, honest, worthwhile relationship, I guess. I mean, you know, every relationship has ups and downs, of course, but, like, now at 32, I met Kelsey, and, like, it's, like, this sounds so cheesy and dramatic. I know it sounds so corny, but it's like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're going to get glasses and like you've been seeing with your eyes the way they are for your entire life. And then you go to the eye doctor and he puts the thing down and it's like, and then everything's clear and you're like, oh, this is what it was supposed to be like the whole time. That's kind of how I feel like with meeting Kelsey, where it's kind of like, oh, this is what like a healthy, stable, happy relationship is supposed to be like. Nobody told me. So it's like, it is very rare to get that for anyone. Most people never get that, as you can see from, you know, your friends and your own family and your own whatever, where it's like people are generally miserable most of the time in relationships. Let's be honest here. I mean, just read our relationships. Just read the emails I get, whatever. You know, it's like, yeah, as people are putting up with a lot just to kind of sort of be with someone sometimes. So if you and this guy been dating since you were 16, been together for 6 years, and if it's genuinely as good as you say it is, I'm just going to choose to believe that's true. If it's genuinely that good, then I mean, yeah, I would say throwing it away seems really stupid, because like, if you, you know, go outside of him and you start dating other guys, you're going to be setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment, okay? Just talk to any girl, anyone, but especially girls, right? The guys that girls go on dates with is just this like rogues gallery of the worst people you'll ever meet in your life. You know, like every girl has these horror stories of guys who said this or did that, or on the first date, he tried to whatever. It's like, if you go out, you go on dating apps or friends of a friend, whatever, you start meeting people, like it's gonna suck really bad. Like it's gonna be really horrible. Most dates you go on are gonna be really bad, okay? So like if you have a great relationship, I understand the curiosity of like, what's it like dating other people? But I'll tell you right now, it's probably gonna be horrible, okay? It's probably gonna suck. And like you said, you have something that's really great and really good between you. And so to kind of break up and give that up for this like maybe sort of potential in the future type thing, it's kind of like what they say is a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush or whatever, where it's like if you have something already, that's much more valuable than any kind of potential you may have. You know what I'm saying? Like if what you have now is horrible, then of course you should leave because it can only get better, hopefully. But like if what you have is great, then I think it's worth holding on to. I'm usually strongly against people like ending up with their high school sweethearts for a variety of reasons. But again, as you say, you've both been together for a long time. You're both entering adulthood. And if it is that good, then I say you should hold on to it, because it's very rare to have like a good, stable, loving relationship. Unless you've been lying the whole time, and unless things are like really bad. But if they are as good as you say, then I honestly think you should hold on to it, because that's very rare. Like I said, it took me, you know, I didn't get my first girlfriend until I was 21. And so it took me 11 years of dating to find someone that, you know, it makes me like actually like happy and, you know, feel like I'm worth something. You know what I mean? So if you found that right out the gate, then lucky you. And I would not take that for granted, because a lot of people would wish they could be in your position. You know what I'm saying? So the choice is up to you, of course. But I think, yeah, like if you do break up to date other people and he meets another amazing girl and you're just stuck dating all these like douchebag guys, then like that's really going to suck for you. So I would say maybe hold on to it and not try to get anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. Moving on. Next email. This is from Noor. It says here, I was wondering if you could go over the pressures of dating in high school. I am Muslim and I am not allowed to date, and I follow through with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure you do, Noor. Yep, I got it.
But everyone seems to be getting in relationships. Yeah, because it's high school. People break up and get back together and date other people, sometimes in the same night. Some people even say that it's a waste of time to not date in high school. Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay. We just had the email about these two high school sweethearts that everything's perfect. So that is the anomaly that proves the rule that most, if not all, high school relationships are garbage. Okay. They're horrible because you got these two kids, like the human brain doesn't really like develop really until like mid-20s. And that's when you finally, your brain has like solidified, like become itself, and you sort of become like your own person. Up until that point, everyone's just a whole bunch of idiots. Okay. High school is just a whole bunch of like hormonal idiots that think that they know everything, and you think you're invincible, and you think you're never going to die, or maybe you want to die, or whatever it is, depending on high school experience. And it's like people date and they have no idea who they are or what they like or how they really think at all. Like everyone's just kind of these sponges, these like dittos from Pokemon that just kind of morph into whoever they're with, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Most high school relationships are terrible. So if someone tells you that it's a waste to not date in high school because like, oh, these are the best years of your life, that's not true at all, okay? That is not even close to being true. Dating in high school, I never dated in high school at all, but it sounds horrible based on what I've seen and people I've known and things I've experienced and whatever. So don't believe that for a second. People have said I should go against my religion and date anyway, but I don't want to. Well, that's your choice. And, you know, I respect that. I have my own thoughts on religion, any religion, not just yours, but any religion. But that's my own thoughts. And doesn't matter here. I'm not the only one, as my friend has also felt the same way. She would rather just date in college or when she's an adult, which is a smart idea. That's what I would say. But again, everyone makes it seem like not dating right now is a waste of time. What is your perspective on dating in high school? For both those who date and those who don't? And how can we overcome peer pressure? Okay. So when you're in high school, peer pressure is a big deal. Like, you know, people like in DARE and stuff, people always bring up like, don't let people peer pressure you. But like everyone gets peer pressured into like everything. That's just how high school is. Everyone's dumb. Everyone gets peer pressured. The end. So what are my thoughts on dating in high school? I think dating in high school is largely a waste of time. Now, I didn't do it in high school, so maybe my opinion is biased. But like, I don't know. Ask anyone who's like, because here's the thing, right? When you go off to college, you're going to be around a whole bunch more diverse, very different, very, you know, lots of different levels of whatever, of different kinds of people, right? So like high school, your world is so small and your world is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not secluded, insulated, or it's just like, it's very safe and you're in like a little bubble and it's like, yeah, you have cars and you can kind of drive around and stuff, but like you get to college and you're kind of on your own for the first time. And then people have to really figure out who they are, what they like, what they don't like. They kind of have to grow up. And even outside of college, people still keep growing up until, like I said, around maybe mid-20s or so. Depends on the person, of course. And as I just said earlier, like, you know, I didn't date till I was 21, and I don't regret it whatsoever. Because I was a little bit more mature. I was not mature when I was 21, but I was certainly more mature at 21 than I was at 16. Okay, let's be honest here. But, like, you know, I started dating for real at 21, give or take. And you know, like I said, I didn't really find like an actual good, stable, healthy relationship till I was 32. So to say that it's a waste to not date in high school, I think is largely incorrect, because especially like anyone who goes off to college and into adulthood, like 99.9% of people don't even remember or care much about who they dated in high school. Like it hardly ever matters. However, like, if you date a great person in high school, like, okay, good for you. But if you date the wrong person in high school, that can mess up your entire life for a variety of reasons, right? Guys can get you into stuff. You can get pregnant. You can do whatever. You know, like, there's so much potential to ruin your life by dating in high school when you have two people who are complete idiots dating each other. But the best high school relationship is, like, very mediocre compared to what you're going to have when you're an adult, for the most part. Now, again, there's certainly anomalies. Some people have great high school relationships, like the couple we just talked about last email. And so I'm not saying that it never happens. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to date just because you feel like you should, it's not going to go well, right? Because, like, who are you going to date? You're going to date someone who likes you. And then, but I mean, do you like them at all? Are you just in love with the idea of being in love? Or do you just want to date so you can date? Like, you know what I mean? It's not going to go well. You should date someone that you actually want to date. And if you actually want to date them, then okay, like you have the whole religion aspect, got your family aspect, what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. But just based on your email, it seems like you and your friend or you specifically, want to date because your friends are telling you you should. But if that's the case, then like you're going to have bad relationships. It's just going to be horrible. You're going to date someone who doesn't really care that much about you or that you don't really like, but you're going to stick with them because like, wow, he's my boyfriend. I guess I have to do this forever now. So I would strongly suggest waiting until after high school to date, after college, when you're an adult, whatever it is. Like, figure out who you are first and what you actually stand for, what you actually like and don't like and whatever. Like, figure that out first. And then you can date. Because, you know, I've said this on previous podcasts before, I think, but like every girl I've ever spoken to or heard on a podcast or heard in a YouTube video, whatever it is, every girl I've ever heard talk about dating in high school, they all regret like a lot of the people they dated in high school, a lot of the decisions they made in high school, sometimes all of them. Certainly like girls who lose their virginity when they're like, you know, 15, 16, 17, almost every single one of them says that they wish they'd waited till they were like 21, 23, 20, whatever. So like you not dating in high school, you know, doing your own thing, whatever, is the way to go, I would say, in my experience, okay? Everyone has different life experience and all that, but like you have a lot of incentive to not date. Especially because, like, you know, when you're off on your own as an adult, you can do whatever you want. But if you're still at home with your family and you got the whole religion thing and they're probably pretty strict about it, because I also grew up in a strict religious home, so I know what that's like. And so it's like, I would say just hold on until you get out of there, until you get away from home. Maybe you go to college, maybe after college, whatever it is. And when you're in college, you know, like people are more adult, generally speaking. People are slightly more mature than high school, I like to believe. And so maybe it's better to start dating there or maybe even after college. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't start dating until I was 21 and now that I'm 32 and my life is pretty great and I don't regret that whatsoever. So you got to think big picture on this. I know when you're in high school, it seems like that's your whole world. Because it is. It is your whole world. I get that. Your whole world is the high school. Then you go to college and your world expands a little bit, but your whole world is like college. But then when you become an adult and you see how big the world really is, then things get put in perspective a lot more. So I would say don't feel pressured to date. Don't date if you don't want to. If you do want to, then that's between you and however you're going to figure that out. Now, your last thing was like, how do you deal with peer pressure? I mean, my personality is the kind that like I never bowed to peer pressure. Like I'm the kind of person where it's like, if someone's pressuring me to do something, I actually kind of find joy in making them upset at me not doing it in a way. Like part of me likes to be contrarian, which is evidenced by my YouTube channel where I think everything is horrible and stupid, even though I don't actually think that, but I just put that in the title. You know what I'm saying? And so like if someone pressures me, like for example, I don't drink, I've never used drugs, all these things like that. And so it's like, you know, especially living in Japan, as long as I did, I was pressured a lot to smoke or drink or whatever. But like, it became fun for me to just make them upset and make them mad that like they couldn't get me to do whatever they wanted me to do. I found pleasure in doing that. I'm not saying you should necessarily do that, but I'm just saying like, I don't know, like it's not just ignore it, but it's kind of like, I don't know, make that part of your identity that you don't do something or that you're not going to do something. I mean, don't go around preaching about it because that's weird, but like, I don't know, just maybe kind of like that's your thing is you're just like contrarian that way. I don't know. It's kind of obnoxious. But then again, everyone in high school is obnoxious. So I don't know. You probably fit right in. Next email. I think this is the last one. It says here, I'm an 18-year-old girl dating a 16-year-old boy. Robbing the old cradle over there. You know what I'm saying? We've been together for a year. This is my first romantic relationship I've ever had. And it's a long distance one. We live 3 hours apart. Okay, wait. Is 3 hours long distance? Because me and Kelsey live 3 hours apart, and we see each other a lot. So, when I think long distance, I think like opposite sides of the country type thing, or like different countries or whatever. But I don't know, 3 hours apart, that doesn't really seem like much of a long distance relationship to me personally, but I'm not sure where you live or what you're doing. Anyway, and the girl's in college, he's in high school, which makes it difficult to see each other. I get that. At most, we see each other every other month. Okay, so because of school differences, because of age differences, whatever, you only get to see each other once every 2 months. That sucks. Many times, my parents and friends have expressed their concern about the toll that this relationship has taken on my mental health. They've articulated that I need to find a boyfriend at college and get out of this long-distance relationship, but I do love him and care about him, and I want to wait for the opportunity to have a proper relationship. I feel a genuine connection with him that cannot be underestimated. I will say, and this is going to be very condescending, but you are 18 and he is 16. So and he's like your first boyfriend, maybe you're his first girlfriend, whatever, I think that in your head, these feelings are heavily inflated because they have nothing to be compared to. That's just my takeaway. I don't mean to be condescending. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying you do have a lack of experience. Anyway, with that being said, over the course of the year we've been together, there are things I'm starting to notice that I dislike about him. His Yu-Gi-Oh card collection. No, little things, but they've been piling up. He's very forgetful. He forgot to send me a birthday card. Why did you say that in the first place? Throw him in the garbage can. Forget this dude. And that really hurt my feelings, obviously. He's very childish. He's 16, okay? He's 16. Yes, he's childish. Everything is one big joke to him, and his sarcastic comments can be scathing. However, I'm not without fault myself. Okay, I've said nasty things to him when I get angry, bringing him to tears. Wow, okay, that's hardcore. Many times I feel ashamed to be dating a child when I'm legally an adult. Okay, that is a valid point. I push him to do better and hold him to high expectations, sometimes resulting in him making a comment like, "You're supposed to love me for me." I mean, yes and no. Okay, this is a phrase that people say a lot. It's the whole, I've said this on podcasts before. I'm probably just repeating myself. But like the whole Marilyn Monroe thing, where it's like, you got to take the bad with the good. You have to accept me for who I am no matter what. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I mean, like things like personality and stuff. It's like, yeah, this is their personality. This is the way they think. You need to accept that or not. But like, there's definitely things people do that they don't have to be doing. Or there's definitely like bad character traits, bad personality traits that people have that are worth fixing. You know, there definitely are things. It's not like everyone is perfect all the time and you just have to accept everything. I strongly disagree with that. Now, however high standards you may or may not have, that's your own prerogative. But like the idea that having any standards at all means that you're controlling or that you don't love me for me. That is not the same thing. Okay. Like if you want him to be a literal, completely different person, like different hair, different clothes, different way he talks, different way he walks, different personality, then yeah, you don't love him for him. But like if you love someone for who they are, but there's things about them that you wish they didn't do and that you want to kind of work to fix, or maybe not fix, but you know, work together to compromise on something, right? Then like that's, I think, more the way to go than just accepting everything about a person. Because like you accept everything about a person, then like what room is there for growth at that point? You know what I mean? Like for me, when I think of long-term relationships, I think of like you grow together as a couple, right? You learn about each other and over time you change, right? People change personality. They see the world differently. They have experiences, some good, some bad, whatever, and they become different people. And if you can grow together as people and help each other grow as people, then that's great. But if you just accept everything about someone no matter what, then how and what incentive would they have to ever grow as a person? That's the way I see it. Anyway, we fight often over the phone, be it over political issues or little things he does that annoy me, but we pretty well are always able to make up afterwards. Still, it bothers me how much we fight. Is this fighting and annoying each other part of being in a relationship? Am I pushing him and henpecking him too much? Are my parents right? And should I find a boyfriend in college instead of hanging out with a summer fling? Well, as per my previous email readings, you know, you are 18, he is 16, you disagree on things, especially political things, which especially nowadays I feel like is a really big deal. It seems like it'd be really difficult nowadays to be with someone who's like the polar opposite of you, whichever side you're on. And again, he's 16, he needs to grow up, you need to grow up, you need room to grow up. And if you both are coddling each other and focusing all your attention on each other, then like, you know, the next couple of years, you're going to be so focused on like, oh, we're fighting and should I be with him or not be with him? What about this? What about that? But all this time you could be spending with someone who's actually like really good for you and you actually both actually like each other, you know, like, me and Kelsey, for example, we both stayed in bad relationships for far too long. Now, luckily, we got out around the same time and met each other that way. But still, the idea stands where it's like, you know, you could be spending your time finding someone who's good for you or better for you than this guy, but you're spending all your mental, emotional energy on this relationship that like is, you know, like he's 16 now. In a couple of years, he's going to be a totally different person. You're going to graduate college and you'll be a totally different person. And so it's like, you know, you kind of need room to grow. You need room to kind of spread your wings or whatever that phrase means, you know, like, I don't know, especially he's in high school and he's 16, right? So he's going to be in high school for another 2 years. and you're in college and you're surrounded by many different kinds of people from many different places, all different kinds of ideologies and ways of thinking, things you've maybe never experienced before, you never thought of before. And so it's like the experiences you're going to have going into adulthood are going to, over the next 2 years, are really going to shape you as a person. And your boyfriend is just going to be still in high school, you know? And then by the time he graduates, you're going to be 20. You'll be like a junior in college and you'll have seen the world and you'll have backpacked through Europe or whatever it is you do. I don't know. And then he'll just have graduated high school. So it's like the thing you're feeling now with this kind of this big gap between you and him, as far as like maturity level, ways of thinking, whatever, that's only going to get bigger as it goes on. Because like I said, by the time he graduates high school, you're already going to be a junior in college. And so you're going to be thinking all kinds of things. You're going to have like nose rings. You're going to have purple hair or something. I don't know, whatever kids do these days. Going to be making TikToks. I don't know. But like, I strongly agree with your parents and friends where like holding on to this long distance, generally negative relationship. Like, I mean, everyone fights, everyone argues. But if you're arguing and fighting the majority of the time, then it's over. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you need to get away. And you, if both of you do date other people and then you realize that like, oh, actually, we do prefer each other. And then a couple years later, you get back together. Then that's totally valid. That's totally fine. But you're 18. I mean, date people. Be smart. Don't just date anyone. Okay. Because people can mess up your life real quick. Don't date anyone. But I mean, yeah, date people. Hang out with different friends. Travel the world. Not nowadays. Don't travel the world now. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You're so young. And he is so, so, so young. And the world is so big. Don't let something anchor you down that isn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? And a high school relationship is, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not worth it. I mean, it might seem worth it at the time. I know you care about him, yes. But if you actually do care about him and you want him to have like a good life and have him grow up and mature, then he has to do that on his own. And so do you. That's how I see it. Anyway, that's the last email here. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Once again, if you want to send in your questions or stories or comments or whatever, send them to devilstanglepodcast@gmail.com. One more time, devilstanglepodcast@gmail.com. The email address is down in the description. And you know, that's about it. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I guess we'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.